بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وصلى على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غزا نبي من الانبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم فقال لقومه لا يتبعني رجل ملك بضع امراه وهو يريد ان يبني بها ولما يبني بها ولا احد بنى بيوتا لم يرفع سقوفها ولا احد اشترى غنما وخليفات وهو ينتظر اولادها فغزا فدنا من القريه صلاه العصر او قريبا من ذلك فقال للشمس انك ماموره وانا مامور اللهم احبسها علينا فحبست حتى فتح الله عليه فجمع الغنائم فجاءت يعني النار لتاكلها فلم تطعمها فقال ان فيكم غلولا فليبايعني من كل قبيلة رجل فلزقت رجل يد رجل بيده فقال فيكم الغلول فلتبايعني قبيلتك فلزقت يد رجلين أو ثلاثة بيده فقال فيكم الغلول فجاءوا برأس مثل رأس بقرة من الذهب فوضعها فجاءت النار فأكلتها فلم تحل الغنائم لأحد قبلنا ثم أحل الله لنا الغنائم لما رأى ضعفنا وعجزنا فأحلها لنا متفق عليه. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه is the narrator of the hadith. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam of the past, that one of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam was engaged in a war in jihad. So he said to his people that let not an individual who has just married a woman and as yet he has not consummated that marriage, if there is such a person amongst you, he should not join us. Likewise, if there is anyone who has built a house and as yet not completed the roof, he also should not join us. Or anyone who has purchased pregnant goats or camels and are awaiting the birth of the offspring of those animals, he also should not join us. Thereafter, they proceeded for the battle and they came close to the village at the time of Asr, or close to that time. So this Nabi of Allah addressed the son and he said that you are commanded, you are under the command and authority of Allah, and likewise I am also under the command and authority of Allah. O Allah, delay the setting of the sun for us. So the sun was held back and the sunset was delayed until Allah Ta'ala granted victory to him. The spoils of war were gathered and thereafter the fire came to consume it, but it did not consume it. So the Nabi said to the people that verily amongst you there is someone who has stolen from the spoils of war. From every tribe, let one person come and pledge allegiance to me. So the hand of one person stuck to the hand of the Nabi and he said that the dishonesty is from amongst your tribe. Let your entire tribe now come and plead allegiance to me. When this occurred, two or three people's hands got stuck with the hand of the Nabi. So he said that amongst you, two or three people are the ones that are responsible for the theft. So they produced a piece of gold equivalent to the size of the head of a cow which they had stolen. This piece of gold was added to the other spoils of war, and thereafter the fire came and consumed it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Mal-e Ghanimat, that is booty or spoils of war, was not permissible for the nations before you. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it permissible for my ummah when he saw your weakness and your dependence. This incident is mentioned under the chapter Babu Sidq, that is the chapter on honesty. The Nabi of Allah that is referred to in this incident is Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. He was a Nabi who was sent amongst the Bani Israel after Musa alayhi salam. The first part of this hadith we see that he makes an announcement that someone who has just married and not consummated the marriage should not join us. Likewise, an individual is engaged in building a property and he hasn't completed the roof or has purchased some pregnant camels, etc., and is awaiting the birth of those of the offspring, he should not join us. The reason for this prohibition is that he disallowed certain individuals whose hearts may be engrossed in other activities, thereby hindering their effectiveness in the battle. He wanted people whose hearts and minds will be present, and there will be absolutely no distractions. They will be free of diversions, so that they could fight with sincerity and with exclusivity of mind and heart. They could seek martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this, scholars advise also that whenever we are engaged in any act of ibadat, if there is possibility of any distraction, we should try and rid ourselves of that distraction. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to salah, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ, that, O my Nabi, when you become farir, then stand in salah before Allah Ta'ala. Ulama explain, what is this faragta? For example, if you take a glass and you upend it and you turn it and you empty the contents of it so that nothing remains in that glass, that is what is meant by farir. So in salah, Allah Ta'ala says, become farir before you stand in salah before Allah Ta'ala. In other words, empty your mind and your heart of every other consideration. Have only Allah in front of you. Then make salah in that condition. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ordered like this. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ. And likewise, ulama advise that even if you are hungry, they say if the time of salah is near and you are hungry, then eat first. And then make your salah. So that there is no distraction. In fact, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that if a person needs to relieve himself, he's got the need for istinja. A lot of times our mindset is what? If I need to relieve myself, I'll suppress that, make salah, get the salah over quickly, and then go and relieve myself. Whereas there is clear prohibition in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because a person's mind and heart can never be in that salah if he needs to relieve himself. Likewise, if he's hungry. There's one incident mentioned about Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that once with on Jamaat, he was in the path of Allah, and they were working in the mountain somewhere. They reached the place where they had to stop for the night very late. So some of the Saathis said, Hazrat, chalo hum jaldi namaz se farigh ho jaye taaki hum khana kha le aaram se. So the Saathi said that, Hazrat, let us finish our namaz quickly so that with ease we can eat our food. So he let out a sigh and he said, kaash ke, if only you people had said, jaldi hum khana se farigh ho jaye taaki namaz aaram se padh le. He said, if only you people had said that, let us eat food quickly so that with ease of mind and heart we can make our salah. So you see, even this Jamaat is going for jihad. And what does the Nabi say? Any one of you has these type of distractions, they should not join us. Because he feared that few people's lack of sincerity and few people's lack of exclusivity will affect the action of the entire Jamaat. So this is one very, very important sabak and lesson that we learn. That, especially when we are doing any activity in a Jamaat form, the reward is multiplied. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yadullahi ala al-Jama'ah, the hand of Allah, in other words, the help of Allah is with the Jamaat. So on the one hand, doing something collectively draws the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very quickly. And it multiplies the reward of the individual. Salatul rajuli fi jama'atin tudha'afu ala salati fi baytihi 25 daraja. وفي رواية 27 درجة. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salah that is performed in jamaat exceeds the reward of salah performed individually. One riwayah 25, one riwayah 27 times. So something done collectively, the reward is multiplied. But on the other hand, if there are individuals in that jamaat, one or two individuals who are not sincere, or there is some deficiency in them, then we find that the amal of the entire jamaat is affected because of those few individuals. So that is why we have to be even more careful. One hand, the reward is multiplied. The other hand, we have to be careful that because of us, we must not become the means of this amal not being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we see towards the latter part of this incident, that in the previous ummats, spoils of war, after a battle would take place, whatever was taken from the enemy, this was not halal. This would be collected and placed on the ground, and then a fire would come from the heavens and would burn and consume everything, all the spoils of war. This was an indication and a sign that whatever this amal that took place, this jihad that was fought sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah. When the fire would come and consume the spoils of war, this was a sign Allah has accepted your jihad. Here we see, towards the latter part of this incident, the spoils were gathered, the fire came but did not consume it. So straight away what the Nabi said, that amongst you, not all of you, out of this entire group, out of this entire army, just two or three people were dishonest. They had stolen from the spoils of war. Because of the actions and activities of two or three individuals, this entire amal of jihad, of the whole jamaat, was not accepted until this dishonesty was addressed. The manner in which it was addressed is explained in the latter part of the hadith. We translated it, but inshallah tomorrow we'll carry on with the explanation. SubhanAllah.